Cambridge, nearly a year after the federal government implemented a cap on international students coming to Canada, it's looking to crack down on students who are falsely claiming asylum to stay in the country. Cambridge MP Brian May said the asylum process needs to be reserved for those who need it, and those using it as a tool to skip traditional paths to immigration is unacceptable. It's incredibly important to recognize that the asylum process cannot be rushed or ignored, May said. There will be legitimate claims that need to be assessed, and Canada has a responsibility to hear these cases and review them thoroughly and thoughtfully. However, asylum is not a replacement for the traditional immigration streams that Canada offers. May said the government is also aware of dishonest immigration consultants giving international students bad advice or misinformation, leading to a rise in asylum applications. Colleges all over the country have been feeling the effects of the student cap, but one college in particular has been hit the hardest, and that's Conestoga College. According to data provided by Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada, IRCC, the number of asylum claims at Conestoga has skyrocketed at the same time the student ban was announced and implemented. Since 2021, there has been a 1,100% increase of asylum claimants at the school, with 50 in 2021 to 550 as of October 31, 2024. In 2021, the school only had 12,830 study permits approved, and in 2024 had 7,540. Conestoga College said it has staff who are dedicated to working with international students, helping them apply for work visas and walking them through other government processes. Communications manager for the school, Brenda Berechke, told Village Media in an email they have not directed students to apply for asylum if they fear their visa might come to an end. "We are not aware of any students asking for asylum, as individuals go directly to the government and not through the colleges. Colleges do not receive any information from the government on who is applying and if they are related to any institution," said Berechke. "The college welcomes and supports individuals from diverse backgrounds, and we remain committed to all students and ensuring access to quality programming as well as a broad range of health and wellness supports." Village Media contacted every listed immigration consultant in Cambridge, and while some said they would call back, they never replied to questions about whether they help students file for asylum. According to the IRCC, all eligible asylum claimants receive an independent and fair assessment on the individual merits of their claim at the Immigration and Refugee Board of Canada, IRB, an independent, quasi-judicial tribunal. Each claim for asylum is decided individually, according to the evidence and arguments presented, and in compliance with Canadian immigration laws, said Jeffrey McDonald, communications advisor for the IRCC. "Some temporary residents come to Canada as genuine visitors, students or workers, and then choose to apply for asylum because of developments in their country of origin. As the feds look to strengthen the process for immigration consultants and stop any fraudulent or misleading behavior, they have established the College of Immigration Consultants to regulate consultants and address their activities when working with international students. We've taken steps to create a more robust system to help protect international students from financial vulnerability and exploitation," May said. "International students are coming to Canada and are contributing to our communities. Legitimate asylum claimants are coming to Canada because the government in their former country is no longer protecting them. Immigration is about compassion and opportunity, and our government is going to continue to uphold these national and international responsibilities," he said.